Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Lisa just stuck her tongue at me. Mom, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, which means it's my favorite day because I get to sit across from the lovely, and I use that word specifically, and talented, Alisa Profumo. How you doing, Alisa?
Hey, Carl. I was just trying to put you in a better mood.
I know. I have been. You know what? I overdosed on melatonin last night.
Is that what the problem is?
You're not
going
to believe this. Everybody's going to freak out when I tell them this, okay? Last night, I wanted to ensure that I had a really, 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 really good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the night before, I didn't sleep that good. I don't know what it was, to be honest. I think it was what I ate before bed. But anyway, so I took a 3-milligram tablet of melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
I took a 1.5-milligram squirt of extended-release melatonin, and I used an Age Force melatonin patch, all three of them, and then went to bed.
And you slept like a rock.
Oh, my God.
And you're still sleeping.
And as I said this morning, I said, you know what? I slept so good last night, I'm still sleeping. Yeah. I mean, I think I snapped out of it a little while ago, to be honest with you.
That's crazy.
I know. I was, like, sedated.
So you were trying to get a good night's sleep.
And did I ever. You know, especially after that workout yesterday, I put some videos up on Facebook. I mean, I really trained hard yesterday, and I really needed a good night's sleep, and I got it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I read a study in the USA Today about when women don't get a good night's sleep, they argue more with their spouses.
So there you go, guys.
They're more irritable.
Make sure your woman gets a good night's sleep if you want a happy life. Why is that, I wonder?
It just said that they're more irritable and more likely to express their irritability more so than a man.
Men keep it to themselves. Do men also become irritable when they get a bad night's sleep?
It said not as frequently as the woman does.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting study.
I have a funny feeling it has a lot more to do with blood sugar metabolism and regulation. I keep coming. Moodiness is directly related to an inability to manage blood sugar. And when you don't sleep good, interestingly enough, you don't manage blood sugar the whole day and next day.
Oh, maybe those women are going to the Golden Corral and helping themselves to some happiness.
Oh, really? How do you help yourself to happiness at Golden Corral?
Dodge Feeler posted a video from the Golden Corral of the Chocolate Wonderfall.
Oh, and, yes, the Fountain of Chocolate.
And it says, help yourself to some happiness.
Yes, I believe that. I think that women would like that.
And then it talked about, you know, putting coconut macaroons under the chocolate and strawberries under the chocolate. That could overdose someone on sugar.
Well, you know what? Golden Corral has to do something to make up for the fact that their meat sucks. Have you ever eaten a steak at Golden Corral?
No.
It's disgusting. They must marinate their meat in a variety of different chemicals to tenderize it and try to give it flavor. Because I think they buy the cheapest cuts of meat and then try to like soften them up to make it taste like they're really good cuts of meat. That's terrible, Golden Corral.
I wouldn't want to eat there.
Yeah, you don't want to eat there. So anyway, but interestingly enough, there is something that doesn't make women grouchy and cranky.
Which is?
When you dunk them in the creek.
That doesn't make them grouchy?
No, you actually handled it very well. We went canoeing last weekend, right?
Right.
Okay. And by the way, it was a great experience. I had never canoed before. You have. In fact, your grandfather was like a champion canoer, right?
Right. My grandfather, when he was 75 years old, he won canoe races a lot.
Yeah, in Illinois, right?
In Illinois, where they lived. He actually lived on a farm, and there was a river down at the bottom of the hill, and he had several canoes, and every summer when we would go visit, he taught me how to canoe, and so me and all of my cousins would always go canoeing.
Right.
It was like one of the highlights of our summer.
Of going there, right.
Right.
And so you decided to pass on this tradition to me, who had never been canoeing in his life, and you kept saying to me, now look, When you move in a canoe, you have to tell the other person you're moving because they have to counterbalance. You can't do anything sudden. And you told me this a dozen times because it's really easy to tip over the canoe.
I think I had a premonition that the canoe was going to tip over and I was going to fall in.
But it was the worst possible tip over. In fact, we did a great job canoeing.
Right, we did.
And it was treacherous canoeing because it was windy and there were like boats everywhere. I mean, motorized boats everywhere.
And we had to like try to weave in and out of the traffic.
We were canoeing for our lives at some points. It was like big, I want to say almost yacht-sized boats coming down through Harrods Creek. And they were like in our path and they're not moving for us. We had to move for them. And we're trying to paddle against the wind and get out of their way all the time.
Right. It was beautiful though.
No, it was. I want to do it again. There's no doubt. And plus, I already talked about this the other day when I had Peter Rouse on the show, but my shoulders feel better than they've ever felt in years from the canoeing experience. But that's not what we want to talk about right now.
Okay.
So there is a little place along the river there called, what's the name of it?
It's Cunningham's.
Cunningham's.
Where all of the big, nice yacht boats park and dock. And so here we come.
And they go in and eat and
lunch.
Drink.
Right. Well, here we come.
With our canoe. So we canoe up to Cunningham's where all the yachts and everything are, right? And it was a trip just trying to get out of the canoe. Elisa got out of the canoe first, and then I had to get out of the canoe. And if any of you ever have heard that, you know, that old adage about having 1 foot on dry land and 1 foot in a boat, well, that's what I did. And luckily, I didn't fall in, but we got out of the canoe, parked the canoe, went in and had a nice lunch.
Parked the canoe with the yachts.
Yeah, parked the canoe next to the yachts, exactly. Here's these big yachts, and here we are with our canoe. Park the canoe next to the yachts, go up, we have a nice little meal and a glass of wine, and now I start getting anxious, actually. We talked about it when we were sitting there. I said, you know, I'm a little anxious about getting back in this canoe.
Okay, so we're getting into the canoe, and I say, let's make it parallel and both get in at the same time. And he says, no, you get in the front first, I'll push you in, and then I'll jump in.
No, not that I'll sit down and I'll push us off, because that's how they slipped us. When we got in the canoe, the girl had us both sit in the canoe.
But she was holding it, and there was nobody
there to
hold
it. Well,
not only that,
the slip was shaped like the bottom of the canoe, so the canoe just went right into the water. We found a little piece of land that kind of looked like it had a little curve to it. Well, the problem was when we got seated into the canoe and we started to push off of the land, the canoe leaned really far left. And Elisa went in.
And not only did I go in, but the water was murky and it smelled like sewage water.
Well, probably because that restaurant probably dumps like food products in there.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
And you went in literally for like a nanosecond. You went down and bobbed right back up.
And jumped up and ran up yeah. And got on the grass.
Right. But you had a good sense. You laughed about it. But you did, I have to say this, that night she started to think, how did those people get that brain-eating amoeba again? And do you think any water got in my ears?
In my nose. Because remember, we talked about the brain-eating amoeba.
From the neti pot.
Well, but it was about the young boys jumping in lake water, too.
Oh, yeah.
From the bacteria. And I started thinking, oh, no, is that bacteria going to get me?
Oh, you poor thing. I felt terrible about it. We didn't talk all the way home. And you kept saying to me, why are you so quiet? And I said, I just don't have anything to say. Because I felt terrible.
Right.
I did.
Oh, well. Yeah. But the guy that came from off the yacht to help us, he said, well, she's laughing about it at least.
Yeah, she's got a good sense of humor. Well, there you go. But anyway, that was our canoeing experience. Now, Elisa said next time we have to go kayaking. She doesn't
I want to be by myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of the shoulder thing, you know that you said the canoeing helped your shoulder?
Yes.
Well, I've decided I'm going to start doing yoga, and I've taken a couple yoga classes this week. And the one I took yesterday was awful. I mean, I felt like I was in a plank position the whole time, which, you know, was basically using my shoulders and my arms and my upper body. My shoulder is really sore today from that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that sort of stuff.
Well, not for an hour.
Yeah. Unbelievable. They had you planking for an hour.
A whole hour.
That's hardly yoga, in my opinion.
Yep.
So, anyway. We actually have to take our first commercial break, Elisa. When we come back, we've got lots of great things to talk about today.
I mean,
just
much.
The truth of the matter is we could easily do a 2-hour show today. We're probably going to go an hour and a half because we're going to try to isolate the most important stories. What are we going to talk about first?
I really want to talk about some of the food recalls again.
I know. What's going on?
How they keep happening.
Like everywhere. Everywhere you look, they're pulling. And, you know, the only place they're not recalling food from is your local family farm.
That's true.
I didn't get any calls from Jay King this morning saying that the spinach was bad. Did you?
No.
Okay,
did not.
Good. All right, so we don't have to worry about that. But other people may. So we're going to cover that story when we come back. You'll be listening to more of Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Yeah, I know. There's food recalls all the time now in the newspaper. But you got to look for them, don't you?
Constantly. Well, I had read about it and saw it on the news and read about it, but there's just a little bitty article about it, and then I had to search for it again to find it because it's so small it just disappears.
Now, isn't that counterintuitive? Because you would think that if there are food recalls, there are threats of illness, and there would be a responsibility by the FDA to tell newspapers, you need to put this out in front because we need to minimize the number of people eating this stuff. Instead, it's almost like they downplay it.
Isn't there still people eating the cantaloupe that had listeria?
Interestingly enough, yeah. There have now been a total of 25 deaths and 123 illnesses as a result of the killer cantaloupes, which is still out there, making people sick, keep in mind, because cantaloupes last a long time in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes this the worst foodborne illness situation in 25 years, the number of people who have died, but more, I mean, it's been over 25 years since we've had something like this happen. You don't hear a word about it. And you know what's worse? The FDA, you don't hear them. What are they doing? They're not penalizing anybody. You don't hear them come. I mean, they did more. The FDA did more to come against Dr. Oz about saying that there was arsenic in apple juice than they're doing about something that's actually really killing people.
Well, forget about what about the freedom fighters, the raw milk?
Oh, yeah, November 1st, right? Yeah. They're going to be campaigning at the FDA headquarters.
Right.
And decrying the assault on raw milk. But, you know, it's like, yeah, I know. They come out against raw milk. Mm-hmm. Raw milk's not killing anybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is another example of the sham that the FDA really is. You know what's interesting? The commissioner of the FDA is a woman named Dr. Margaret A. Hamburg. And if you go to the FDA website, you'll see that her job is to provide policymaking, program direction, coordination, liaison, and expert advice to the agency leadership and programs in support of FDA science-based regulatory work. Science-based? Are they kidding? Whose science? They take whatever the food and drug companies give them and approve it. They don't do any checking. They don't run parallel research to say, no, you're wrong about Lipitor. It doesn't – I mean, they take whatever their million-dollar fee payer gives them, and they look at it and they go – oh, yeah, this kind of looks good. I guess we'll go ahead and approve this. They don't have any brain trust at the FDA anymore. The brain trust works for all the food and drug manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should call Dr. Margaret Hamburg and tell her she should quit. If this was Japan, she'd have to commit harakiri.
I also read in the paper. I'm sorry, are you finished?
Yeah.
Ranting?
No, yeah.
I also read in the paper that the machinery used at the Jensen Farms, where the cantaloupe cape came from, could be the source. Because they purchased corroded, dirty, and hard-to-clean equipment.
Right.
They purchased it used.
Right.
And then they never cleaned it and started using it, and it was dirty and corroded.
And you know what? And let's face it. If you're getting cantaloupes from your local family farm, he doesn't have a machine that he needs to use to package it. This is yet again a symptom of these mass producers who are then shipping into multiple states and killing people into multiple states.
Is that what they're using the machinery for? Just
sure. It was a packaging.
Packaging.
They probably
piece of
probably
equipment.
The cantaloupe had like a plastic shrink wrap on it or something. Who knows?
Or maybe had a
label.
Put the label on
that,
it.
To label it. Yeah. Right, exactly. Instead, at Jay's family farm, if they put a label on it, you know, what's her name? Mary Rose? Or,
Mary Rose.
Yeah, she puts it on with her thumb.
Yeah. So. Okay, so the little bitty article here about bag salad.
Yeah.
Is the bag salad include those with the Best Buy dates ranging from October 18th to the 21st. They are sold under the brand name Fresh Selection, HEB Marketside, and Taylor Farms. And that's, they have blended and spinach, and they're contaminated with salmonella.
Yeah, once again, salmonella is doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it's from one of these large producers. That's who it's from. It's not from a family farm. This is not coming from a family farm. Now, the FDA, the company that's responsible for protecting these types of organizations and letting them poison you and not coming out against them when they do poison you, has decided in their divine wisdom that they are the best suited to tell us what food is healthy and what is not. Isn't that correct?
Right. They're going to come out with a new point-based system so that a consumer, instead of looking at the label, can just glance at the label and see a calorie count, or not a calorie count, but
a point
based on the added sugars, sodium, saturated, and trans fats.
Right. Now, let's talk about this. So basically what they're doing is, because in the FDA's divine wisdom, people are too stupid to be able to read labels themselves and decipher anything.
People should read the labels.
Right, of course. But the FDA doesn't want you to read the labels. And why doesn't the FDA want you to read the labels? Because they're, the companies that they protect, that they're supposed to be producing producing oversight for, the companies that they protect don't want people reading labels. Because let's face it, Monsanto doesn't want anybody to know what's GMO and what's not.
That's true.
Companies don't want people reading labels and going, well, what is phosphorus, chromium, X3-4 in my food for? They don't want you to even ask those questions. So what's the best way to do that? Well, the FDA will put a number, and it will be a score. So chances are I have to believe that the higher the number, the healthier the food?
Yes. And it says it's going to be based on qualifying criteria.
That the FDA is going to create.
That the FDA creates.
Right, right.
Right.
So if it just has a tinge of this or a tinge of that, it's going to be a 9, a 10, or maybe they're going to use the 100-point system. Who knows? But the bottom line is the FDA is going to create the grading system, and then they're going to put a number, and the masses out there, those same masses that are going to be the 50% of the population that are going to be sick and obese by 2030 will look at that number and go, oh, I'm going to buy this here yogurt because it's a 10 instead of that steak because that's a 4 because that's saturated fat.
Okay, but my question is what are they going to do with real foods, whole foods like apples, for example?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or
apples have sugar. I guess apples will be bad for you.
Right. Carrots or
And are they going to look at organic? No. You can bet that the FDA is not going to say organic is going to get a point and conventional is going to get a point removed because they have to support the companies that they protect.
And why does the FDA get to choose the qualifying criteria? Why doesn't someone who has a nutritional background get to choose the qualifying criteria?
Well, that isn't even, you know what? It's not even that. You can't even go there because then they'll say, okay, well, let somebody from the Dietetic Foundation that's telling everybody that the predominantly their diet should be grains and corn. No, that's not it. You know what? People, they shouldn't be grading anything. The FDA doesn't know what's healthy. They don't. We've seen that already. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So having them come up with a grading system would be like having a pedophile design the system to help keep children safe from pedophiles.
Oh, this is kind of interesting. It says that the FDA wants to crack down on inaccurate labeling.
Yeah.
But what about the GMO labeling that they're ignoring?
Yeah. No, they want better labeling on foods, but just don't ask what's in it. Mm-hmm. That's all. No, it's you know what? It's time for the FDA to be dismantled. Dr. Margaret Hamburg should be looking for a job no later than next year. And her job should not be in any position where she is responsible for oversight of companies that feed the people of this country. She's you know what? She should be embarrassed. Every day she should go home and tell her children, whatever you do, don't tell your friends what mommy does for a living because they'll hate us. Because the FDA is killing people every single day by the sham that they are really producing oversight for these companies, and they're not. All they do is protect these companies.
Well, while we're on the subject of the FDA, Dr. Rouse sent us an article about the FDA chemist who pleads guilty to insider trading.
Oh my goodness. There's corrupt people at the FDA?
The 57-year-old pleaded guilty to one count of insider trading and one count of false statements. Those are just the ones they found
out about. That sounds kind of light. What did he do? What he basically did was he knew drugs and stuff that were being released, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew ahead of time what companies to invest in.
Right.
So he made millions of dollars by using his position inside the FDA to profit. Now, in my experience in life, and a lot of you are probably going to agree with what I'm going to say, if there's one person in the FDA doing that, there's probably a lot more. But this is just the guy who got caught. It's like people who speed. You know, there's a part of the highway where everybody speeds, but you're the guy who gets the ticket. Mm-hmm. There was somebody speeding before you. There'll be somebody speeding after you.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. This is going on at the FDA, I'm sure, in a much larger scale, but this is the person who got caught.
It says the arrest, by the way, raised a thorny issue for the FDA. There has long been speculation among investors, disgruntled and otherwise, that some agency employees may take advantage of insider info themselves. Such assumptions may be unfair to FDA employees, but this episode does cast a harsh spotlight on the agency.
You know what? I disagree. I think that there are more opportunistic people at the FDA, and that is evidenced by the number of people that go to work for the FDA in order to gain favor with the food and drug companies that they eventually jump over the fence and go to work for. They do things on behalf of these companies to gain favor, like approving drugs or hiding them when there's a problem. And that, and they are rewarded by these companies by when they leave the FDA, they take on high paying jobs. So I think there's probably a larger number of corrupt people at the FDA than there are in the general population, because I think people who are attracted to that job realize that it's a lame duck organization that does nothing to protect people and only to protect the companies that it provides oversight to. And that the reward is that you go to work for these companies someday and you get a big salary. So I bet FDA attracts people who have that parasitic tendency.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah.
With you.
I would love to get this guy who's been prosecuted. I'll bet you dollars to donuts that if you could get him to talk, he will tell you stories that will make that FDA agency cave in with the amount of people that are doing what he got caught doing.
Mm-hmm.
Please. The FDA is corrupt. They show it every time. They come out against Dr. Oz for saying there's arsenic in apple juice, but they don't do anything about this company that killed 25 people. I don't hear the FDA on TV going, we have now shut down Jensen, whatever the farm is. We've determined that too many deaths have occurred and the company has to be. No. Oh, but they'll go invest millions of dollars to take down Rawsum in California that's selling raw milk.
Mm-hmm. And like, pour all of the milk out and raid the store, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what, FDA? No one believes you anymore. No one. Even the dumbest people in the world know that you're corrupt. No one believes you. I mean, come on. Give it a break. We have to take a quick commercial break.
Already?
Yeah, I know. But when we come back, I want to stay on the subject of the FDA for a moment longer.
Okay.
I want to talk about yet another atrocity that's being perpetrated, in my humble opinion, with the FDA's support. And that is the assault on vitamins and nutraceuticals right now.
Okay.
Okay? Now, you're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Night in Old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young
what I'm feeling.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market.
Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Before we move on to the discussion about the assault on vitamins, there's something that you wanted to finish up with about.
Well, I just wanted to talk about the labeling of GMOs.
Yeah.
Dr. Rouse sent us an article that talks about how the Obama administration shows no sign of changing their position on the labeling of the biotech foods.
Right.
However, I think it was the European Union, as well as Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, and many other countries that are already labeling.
Right.
And I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah, they're all labeling. We're the only ones that are not labeling.
But they're spending so much time in doing research on this point system.
Right.
Why can't they spend some time on the genetically modified foods?
This is a perfect example
and money,
about money. This is exactly the reason why I say the FDA should have no ability to weigh in on what is healthy and what is not. Because the FDA believes that biotech foods do not need to be labeled because it occurs in the field, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that you're adding something or during the processing product. But in my humble opinion, it's even a greater aberration of food management, and it needs to be labeled. People need to be able – look, until the day that we as a people can prosecute people in government for making stupid decisions that affect our lives.
Right.
Okay? Until mm-hmm. that day, then the FDA needs to take the most conservative standpoint of all, which is informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be all-powerful FDA and say, we know what we're talking about with the number of bodies that are behind you that you've littered the landscape with of deaths due to stupid decisions that you've approved. So now the FDA needs to say, you know what? Why don't we just say informed consent? What's wrong with people knowing? There are stupid people out there that are going to still eat GMO, and Monsanto will make their money. So let's just say label everything. That's what the FDA's position should be, considering the number of dead bodies that lay in their closets today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, but they're not going to. And that is exactly the reason why if they come out with a point system, anything that the FDA labels should be immediately abandoned. Don't even buy the product because you should show the company that is putting that number on there that, in fact, the FDA's endorsement means I will not eat your product.
Mm-hmm.
That'll change everything for the FDA real fast.
There is a website that people can go to. It's justlabelit.org.
Right.
And there's a button that they can click on to tell the FDA to label their food.
Yeah.
And they can let their
voices
be heard.
That's a great idea. I'm going to do that too. Everybody should do that. Because the FDA needs to get out of the way of honest, appropriate labeling of everything. They just want people to label supplements and the things that they want labeled.
Right.
Yeah. And now I want to talk a little bit about the vitamin assault. Is that mm-hmm. a good time? Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Michael Smith came on the show eloquently and gave us the 6 bullet points on why that recent study on women and the efficacy of vitamins was flawed. It wasn't a study. We keep calling it a study. It was a questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't statistically correct. It wasn't handled properly. It was had so many flaws in it, yet it was given to the media, and the media says it, and people believe it. And so we need to be aware. Now, yet again, there is yet another assault on antioxidants,
right,
which have been shown in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of valid studies by legitimate organizations to be beneficial. But what are they saying about antioxidants now? Where do you
lots
start?
Of where do I start? Well, let's see. It says, researchers now say antioxidants have been overhyped and widely misunderstood.
Yeah.
Scientists haven't yet determined exactly how antioxidants work in our bodies. It's also unclear whether dietary supplements have any beneficial effect. That's just the beginning.
So, okay, just that statement alone. Let's just look at that statement for a second.
Okay.
So what they're basically saying is, look, scientists don't really understand how this stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start there. Go ahead.
Okay. One recent study found that antioxidant compounds cause fertility problems in mice.
In what doses?
It doesn't say.
Yeah. See, the devil is in the details. Now, if they were, and I'm going to be a little absurd here, if they were giving mice the equivalent of 60 grams of vitamin C a day and then checking sperm motility, well, sure, who's going to take that much?
Well, all of this media hype is getting to the consumer, because I see people posting on Facebook, what about all the vitamins? Do they really work? Am I in danger from taking vitamins?
Right.
I mean, it's starting to work.
Yes, and that's the hope of the FDA. And this is, and make no bones about this, folks, the FDA is behind this. They are doing this on behalf of the drug manufacturers, who in a decade would love to take over supplements, and then they'll be good for you once they are able to make money on it.
It says that antioxidants have been popular among athletes. However, it hasn't been shown to improve performance or speed any recovery time. On the contrary, supplementing with antioxidants may blunt the beneficial effects of working out.
I don't buy that. I do understand that the oxidative stress on the body may have an impact on the inflammatory response, which also has an impact on recovery. But I don't. No one is taking that much of an antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that oxidative stress is no good. It ages you. And you know what? You know what the bottom line is of all this?
What?
Who cares? In a country where I can buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke, the FDA and these organizations are telling me not to take vitamins?
Well, I pose this question. How come they can put antioxidants in cosmetics, like in creams?
And make claims.
And make claims that, you know, it has the most powerful antioxidant in it and it's going to help your skin. But yet,
well, and doesn't the FDA regulate the skincare industry?
Do they?
Yeah, sure. They skincare companies have to get approval from the FDA to make those claims.
Okay.
So the FDA is getting their money with them, so they're going to let them say that.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's a perfect example of an organization that talks out of both sides of its mouth.
Well, it says in the article that, meanwhile, free radicals aren't necessarily bad for you.
Right. And that's you know what? That's possibly true, that there probably are some benefits to certain amount of free radicals in the body, but not to the degree that people have in general, I bet.
There's some evidence that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So, you know what? Choke me every now and then, and it'll make me stronger. Oh, God. You know what? I hope that people see through this. I hope that people are smart enough to see through this. But maybe they're not. I don't know.
Nick Guggs posted an excerpt from your show with Dr. Smith on YouTube. So if anybody wants, they can send it to their family members.
We need to pass that around. We have to pass that around, because the mainstream media is doing the work of disseminating misinformation and making people question. Look, you just have to look at the shape this country is in at the hands of the FDA and it's the companies that it provides oversight to. Look at the health problems we have here. We haven't had these health problems before 100 years, 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you believe them, then maybe you should die. Maybe that's it. Maybe this is a thinning of the herd. I don't know.
You think that's what the goal is?
I don't know. I don't believe in that whole conspiracy thing. I don't think that's the goal. I think ultimately, if you look at past histories of countries and governments, it always comes down to greed. This is all about greed. I mean, look, I was watching Family Affair the other morning while doing cardio.
Right.
That old, it was on during the 60s and the early 70s. It was the show where the bachelor uncle was taking care of his niece and nephew, Buffy and Jody.
Uh-huh.
And they had a butler named Mr. French.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids wanted to sit inside and watch television. And Mr. French said, go outdoors and play in the sun. It's good for your bones.
You don't hear that on television.
Oh, no, no.
Anymore.
Now they say, make sure you cover up and put sunscreen on and don't stay out too often. And then, meanwhile, we're getting sicker.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess Mr. French would be considered negligent to children in today's terms.
Probably so.
What's changed about the sun? That's what I'd like to know. Nothing. But what has changed is the sale of lotions with sunblock in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Elisa, what do we want to talk about? We have a couple minutes before the next break. Where do we want to go?
Did you want to make your announcement?
Yes, I'll do that now. Perfect timing. Thank you. We weren't supposed to release this till Monday, but I've been talking about it all week. AgeForce is going to offer a 30-day free trial for their Power Patch, which is a transdermal growth hormone patch. It truly has 25 milligrams of somatropin in each patch. A lot of people have been skeptical about it. There's a lot of people using it and love it. They keep reordering it. They're seeing results with it. So, to get those who have been sitting on the fence to try it, AgeForce is offering a one-month free trial. But here's the deal. You have to sign up for one of the auto ships in order to get the free trial because they don't want moochers who are just kicking tires, taking the product and throwing it away or not really having an intention on using it to try it. They don't want those people. They want serious people who, if they like the way it works, they will keep ordering it and not keep ordering it forever. You can cancel it any time, but they at least plan on ordering it again. So they're asking people to sign up for one of the AutoShip packages, and you'll get the first month free, and you can cancel at any time up to 30 days from your order. So that means you can get the first month free, try it for a month, and cancel before anything else is shipped to you. So you really don't have an obligation to keep buying anything, but you do have to sign up for the AutoShip package. Now, this was not supposed to break till Monday. AgeForce has agreed to give the first 200 listeners this opportunity because this is a very expensive patch for them to make. They couldn't do it just, you know, across the board forever and ever. And so we thought, well, we'll give it a 7-day trial and see if 200 people buy it. But we're already getting some sniffs that people want to try it. This evening, the banner will go live on Superhuman Radio. So if you are interested in taking advantage of this, I say move fast. And be one of the first 200 people. Otherwise, you'll receive a page saying, sorry, it's no longer available. Go to superhumanradio.com tonight and click the AgeForce free Power Patch trial offer and take advantage of this growth hormone patch because I promise you this offer will not last very long. Okay, we're going to take our commercial break now. And when we come back, what are we going to be talking about, Elisa?
Well, we need to talk about vaccinations again.
Ah, yes.
Vaccines.
Vaccines are back in the... yes, a lot of good things about vaccines. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to AgeForce.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Remember that song? That's an oldie.
Mm-hmm. Oldie but goodie.
So, Elisa, vaccines, huh?
Yes, vaccines. Where do we begin?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Look, you know what? I'm not saying that vaccines are all bad. I'm still, you know, I'm not saying that. I want people to understand this. But I think, again, to come full circle, informed consent is critical for all people to make logical decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're getting enough information about vaccines.
Well, I thought this was a free country and we were able to make our own choices.
Yeah, that's an illusion.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's an illusion. So tell me, what is new in the world of vaccines, Elisa?
Well, now there's a new vaccine for malaria that shows promise.
And by promise, what do you mean?
Well, it says that the study found a 56% reduction in the risk of developing malaria and a 47% risk of severe malaria.
But see, here's what I don't understand. Did they give people the vaccine and then expose them to malaria to determine? I mean, let me rephrase that. Let's say you had 100,000 people, right? You gave them all the malaria vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And then you called them every month. And at the end of the year, 56% of them said, no, I didn't get malaria. Was it because of the vaccine? Or were there other things that they wouldn't have gotten malaria even if they didn't get the vaccine? We've seen that in past times where people didn't get the plague and didn't get, you know, other diseases.
It says that the phase 3 clinical trial was conducted among 6,000 sub-Saharan African children ages 5 to 17 months old, and they were given 3 doses of it. It says that the vaccine is designed to prevent the malaria parasite from infecting, maturing, and multiplying in the liver and re-entering into the bloodstream.
And look, this may be a good vaccine. I'm not saying that it's not. I don't know enough about it to make that decision. But I doubt seriously that anybody in sub-Saharan Africa is being told anything other than, hey, we have a vaccine we'd like to try on your child.
Well, the article goes on to say that whether a vaccine with even 47% efficacy is good enough to get a vaccine to the marketplace is not yet clear. And also, just to make this clear, this study was funded by the Bill Gates Foundation.
Yeah, right. Well,
whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever it means. Exactly, exactly. I don't know enough about it. You know, malaria is something that kills people. If this works, then bravo. I mean, you know, obviously there are vaccines out there that work, that have a place.
And it does go on to say that they're going to strive to improve the efficacy of it. So if it works, good for them.
Well, what I really want to talk about for a minute is HPV again.
Okay.
Okay. The United States has put together a panel of scientists and doctors that have been tasked with coming up with protocols. As you know, you've heard about these people. When was it? A couple years ago or a year or so ago, they suggested that women not get pap smears every 2 years. But, oh, no, no, no. I take that back.
Mammograms. Every year after the age of 40. And now they're saying after the age of 50, every right. other year.
Right. Okay. And now I'm not saying that this organization is corrupt. I'm not saying that they have an agenda. I'm just saying that the government has put together a panel to research this stuff, right?
Right.
Okay. So they're saying, hey, you know what? The exposure of radiation to the breasts may be more harmful, so maybe we should push these out and have women get them less often. There are women out there who said, hey, when I got mine, it saved my life, and so on and so forth. Okay, so I'm not arguing that. This same group, it's called the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
They're weighing in a lot of things. More recently, they weighed in on PSA testing, which is prostate-specific antigen, which has long been the go-to test for doctors when they wanted to do something that was non-invasive, other than the digital prostate exam, to check for the potential prostate cancer. They're saying, hey, you know what? It doesn't really work. There's a lot of guys out there who are testing positive that really don't have prostate cancer, but then doctors are putting them on very dangerous regimens to fight prostate cancer. And they're admitting that the actual treatment for prostate cancer may be more dangerous and life-threatening than trying to live with the prostate cancer mm-hmm. in all stages.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, like, maybe these guys and gals on this panel aren't really completely off base. Maybe they're, you know, because that's a big thing for them to acknowledge that the treatment for prostate cancer can actually cause a wider variety of health diseases, disorders, and potential death than trying to live with prostate cancer, which is very slow spreading in most cases, right?
Right.
Okay. I just want to build on the fact that they may be really being scientifically driven and looking at statistics and going, hey, you know, we need to weigh these things out. And they're saying some truthful things here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So more recently, they started to look at pap smears and the incidence of cervical cancer.
Right.
And they're saying that, hey, you know what? Women don't need to get a pap smear as early as we've been suggesting and maybe not as often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I say, you're a woman, you get a pap smear whenever you want to because you know your lifestyle and you know your risks better than the general public. So that's a decision between you and your doctor. That's my opinion. Once again, kind of like informed consent. But here's the interesting thing. When this panel was asked, well, what about the HPV virus test to determine the potential prevalence of cervical cancer? They said, you know what? HPV is really, 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 really common in women, and it does not conclusively lead to cervical cancer. In fact, women above the age of, I think they said 21 have HPV at any given time in their lives and don't develop cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah, we don't think that using the HPV virus test as a marker for increased risk of cervical cancer is valid. So we're not willing to do that. Now think about this for a second.
They're pushing the vaccine on and this young girls that are 12 years old.
Yeah, and this agent, this group of this panel of intelligent people saying, you know what? It really doesn't always cause cancer, so it's really not the go-to thing. So why are we rushing to vaccinate our children for something that this panel says really isn't indicative of developing cervical cancer? Ask yourself that question.
Infections with HPV are common, especially in young women. They usually go away on their own and only pose a cancer risk when they last a year or more.
Yeah. Yeah. And the HPV vaccine doesn't protect against all three forms of the human papillomavirus, only one of them. I mean, look, the bottom line is this: informed consent. People need to know. If you told a mother, ma'am, we want to give your child the HPV vaccine at school, and the reality is that HPV does not always lead to cervical cancer. In fact, it really is very negligible as how often it leads to cervical cancer. And the vaccine we're going to give her only covers one of the HPV forms. And by the way, it has thimerosal in it, which is 50% mercury. And if you gave a mother all the choices, they'd say, nah, I don't want that. But remember, that doesn't sell vaccines then.
No. It says that the tests that find the infection might lead women to more invasive follow-up tests that can weaken the cervix and cause problems with women having children later in life.
Right. Right. So once again, HPV is not a strong indicator of cervical cancer. So why would you get a vaccine for something like that? It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I know you were speechless just now. You're
I
like,
was.
What do I say?
I just threw my hands up.
It's like, ridiculous.
What yeah. do you say? I also have an article here that the state of Illinois penalizes public schools when vaccination rates drop below 90%.
Is that right? Is that right?
Is this, is this a free country?
Yeah, vaccine. Why should schools be schools are not clinics. They're places mm-hmm. of learning. Penalize the schools when the kids' test scores drop, not because they're not getting enough vaccines. But that just goes to show you the strong tie to government that the pharmaceutical and medical industry has to force government policy. Hey, you guys aren't taking enough antibiotics. You know what we'll do? We'll penalize teachers if the kids aren't getting enough antibiotics. Hey, you're not using enough vaccines. Hey, you know what we'll do? We'll penalize the school systems if the kids aren't getting the vaccines. We'll find someone to push this stuff. We'll find someone to become the pusher.
The article says that they have vaccine quotas, and so to meet those quotas, they're actually giving away free iPods to students.
To get vaccinated. Oh, that is terrible. You know what? That's what a pedophile does. He promises children candy so they can have sex with them. This is disgusting. They're giving kids iPods and trinkets to get them to take vaccines? Shame on – that's Illinois?
That's the state of Illinois.
And you know what? I got to say something. Illinois has gone down in history as being the single most corrupt state when it comes to politicians in the world. Mm-hmm. In the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who is that guy? Blagojevich? He tried to
sell his
Senate job.
Seat.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Does it get any more tawdry than that? I'm sorry to my listeners in Illinois, but you know this already. I mean, come on. Does corruption get any worse than corrupt politics in Illinois?
Well, and last week we talked about how Walgreens employees were pushing the vaccine to their customers.
Yeah, right.
So now there was an article that we got about CVS promoting
right.
the vaccine, and they're doing it using a life-size Grim Reaper.
So you know, I can see this. So you know how they have the guy outside of Domino's Pizza flipping the sign going, two pizzas for $5?
Mm-hmm.
So CVS has a Grim Reaper outside holding a sign that says, have you gotten your flu shot? So that the elderly, let's face it, who is really going to be scared into that? The elderly, the infirm, and the people who are ignorant about the potential for vaccination side effects, they look at that and they go, oh my God, I better go get a flu vaccine. I could be next. I could die. How low can CVS sink to try to play on people's fears to sell vaccines? That's shame on CVS. Oh my God.
They're also giving away a $5 gift card if you get the flu shot at CVS.
Yeah, there you go. Once again, like a pedophile. Hey, kid, you want some candy? Come in this hallway with me and I'll give you some candy. Come on.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's disgusting. You know what? People should see this for what it is. This is desperateness. This is desperation in its glory here. This is complete evidence of desperation. They've got to push these vaccines because they bought them and they got to sell them. And you got to take them. No, you don't. You know what? From now on, if you see the CVS Grim Reaper, roll down your window and flip them the bird. I'm serious. Everybody, if you have a CVS in your town that has the Grim Reaper out there with the flu vaccine, flip him the bird.
You know, just ignore him. That would be even better.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely don't get the vaccine.
No, don't get the vaccine.
You know, we have to take a commercial break. Can you believe it? Is this going fast today or what?
It is.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. What are we going to talk about when we come back?
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff. Okay. We'll pick it during the break. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supremo Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, come on already. That's the longest intro. Come on. Forget about it. It's supposed to be a good song, don't. Oh, here it is. That's what I was waiting for. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go. All right. Welcome back. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So, is this still Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
It is. And do you remember last week we were talking about the Susan G. Komen
How
they're denying for the score, how they're denying the BPA and breast cancer link.
Yeah.
Dr. Andro posted a lot of good information on Facebook today about how there is a link to BPA and breast cancer.
Well, there's actually a study that shows that not only is there a link, but the link is in very, very low doses of BPA.
Mm-hmm.
That while, you know, and actually the fact that the Susan G. Komen organization has on their website that there is no evidence of a link between BPA and breast cancer and just happens to have sponsors who are not only manufacturers of BPA,
3M.
But also use BPA
Coca-Cola.
In their products,
mm-hmm.
right? Of course, has nothing to do with their decision to take this soft position on BPA.
But yet they promote radiation and
oh, yes.
chemotherapy. Mm, and
oh, good. That's good for you. Because that's good for you. But here we are. Now let's see if Susan G. Komen for the Cure really is interested in helping people, and let's see if they change their position anytime soon, because here is scientific evidence that very, very low levels of BPA actually activate some unique pathways, right, Elisa?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that information in front of you, or you were just reading it a second ago?
Carol, I can't pronounce her last name, she's a professor in the Department of Pharmacology in the University of Alabama Comprehensive Cancer Center. She said that they actually exposed mice to genetically modified to overproduce the protein. That protein evidently needs to be present to cause the breast cancer.
Right.
But they found that lower doses of BPA are capable of activating several growth factor receptor pathways that previously have been implicated in cancer.
Right.
And it, for some reason, was not. It didn't happen with the higher doses of BPA.
But you know what? Let's face it. We're getting low doses of BPA all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the FDA's approach to things, well, a little bit's not going to hurt you. Who said something on Facebook, if you can't taste it, if it's not really there? Remember that was on Facebook
mm-hmm.
this morning? Somebody said something about, if you can't smell it, you can't taste it. Then don't worry about it. It's not really there or something like that. That's the FDA's approach.
Right. Yeah. In this article, it talks about some of the household items that have BPA in it. And some of the things like travel mugs, for example.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that having
because you have travel mugs that you put your tea in sometimes.
Sometimes if I'm traveling, I'll have a mug and I'll put my green tea in it.
Right.
And so, you know, and then throw it in the dishwasher.
Now,
how bad is that?
Now, what will you be doing with those travel mugs?
They'll be tossed into the garbage can.
As quickly as you can get home, right?
Food storage containers, kitchen utensils. You know, you don't think about kitchen utensils.
But don't forget that idiot from the Susan G. Komen organization implied that, look, women don't have to come in contact with BPA if they don't want to.
That scientist said that. You know, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You know what? Susan G. Komen, if you really care about breast cancer and women, you need to take a stance against BPA and don't worry about who you alienate and the millions of dollars that you won't be getting from them next year after you alienate them. But I'm willing to wage a bet. I'm willing to say that if you do come out on this study, you're going to come out with a position like, well, we need to review this study. We didn't think the study design was well done. We want to review it. And then you're just not going to take a position at all. That's what you're going to do. I'll bet money on it. There you go. What else do we have?
Well, on the same, Dr. Andrew also posted, do you remember we were looking at that group one and group two about women who had a higher intake of salt and sugar and higher body fat?
And breast cancer. Relationship
yeah.
between
and
the diet.
And higher body fat.
Yeah,
they had a
cancer.
Higher risk of breast cancer.
Right.
And that came from the Cambridge Journal of Online. So.
Yeah, and basically what that showed was that the women who were developing breast cancer, while they had similar BMIs, the women who had more muscle did not develop the breast cancer, And they were, interestingly enough, they were eating higher protein diets,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
The women who were eating more sugars and what else, and salt, they had same BMIs, but they had lower muscle mass, more
higher
fat.
Higher body fat.
Higher body fat. They were developing breast cancer. You know, there's another thing here that people have to they probably forget about. Women who undergo rapid weight loss, which like these HCG clinics are everywhere. Women who undergo rapid weight loss,
mm-hmm.
your fat cells, I'm talking to women right now, are like little time capsules. And they store estrogens, they store xenoestrogens, they store toxins, they store all this stuff. It's all caught up in the fat cell. When you undergo rapid fat loss, there is just a tsunami of toxins, xenoestrogens, and poisons released into your bloodstream very quickly. And if you're doing this for a month or two, day in and day out, I'm willing to bet that if someone funded the study to look at women who have better than, let's say, 50, 75 pounds of body fat to lose, who undergo rapid weight loss, who lose like 50 pounds in 5 months or 4 months or something, and the increased markers for cancers, I'll bet you'll see an increased marker for cancers over that period of time when they're undergoing rapid weight loss.
Just because of everything that's being released into the system?
Yeah. Imagine everything you've ever thrown away, everything you've ever flushed down the toilet, everything you've ever put down your garbage disposal. Imagine that it was saved up in a big plastic bag in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And so for years it was saved in little tiny aliquots at a time. Now imagine it burst all at once. Ooh, what a mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the picture. When all those fat cells start to throw up everything that they've been holding for years of accumulation. Now, women need to be careful of rapid weight loss. Okay. So now there was something else that we wanted to talk about.
Well, while we were talking about cancer, there was a new Danish study that came out today that there's no link between cell phone use and cancer.
But while they say that, when you read the study, the scientists go, there's probably no link between cell phones and
you're
cancer.
You're
probably safe.
Yes.
Now, look, scientists operate in the world of empirical evidence, and it probably is as good as, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And any scientists out there, if I'm wrong, please take me to task. But the fact that they said you're probably safe doesn't give me a lot of confidence. However, at the same time, they did point out that there is a specific type of glioma
mm-hmm.
that is stimulated by cell phone radiation.
Yep.
So how can you say there's no link and then say, but there is a certain glioma, while it's rare, there is a certain glioma that is stimulated by cell phone radiation. So that's probably the reason for the probably. They needed a, 10 years from now, we really weren't sure. That's why we said you're probably safe. Because probably could go either way. And that's not good enough for me.
That doesn't make sense to me, how they can do that, how they can make that statement.
Well, again, that's the same thing with this supplements are killing people thing. You know, they take these weak studies and they make affirmative statements. But then when you read the research, you go, oh, that's not what was found at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is no different than a shabby supplement company who finds one sentence in a complete study and then produces a supplement and says, here's what it does. And then when you read the whole study, you go, well, that's not what it says at all. But they're no different. So anyway, we could take our last commercial break now and come back and wrap up the show.
We've got some listener comments and a couple things that we need to read.
On the air?
On the air.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So let's do that. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world. But it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was a cold night in Old Mexico. That's what he said, what?
Close my clothes and no pain.
I don't know what this is.
In these skirmishes.
Welcome back. Oh, watch out for that seagull.
You know, the Italians say if a, is it a seagull? No, yeah. Not a, a pigeon. A
poops on you. What is it?
It's good luck?
Luck. Yeah. They say that, but then they laugh after the pigeon poops on you. They go, he thinks it's good luck.
I did want to talk about one more article that we have that Dominique last posted. It's about the use of antidepressants.
This is something near and dear to your heart, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Not because of antidepressants, but because of their application here.
Right, right. It says that the use has skyrocketed 400% in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And my mother was, I guess she was going through menopause, and she went to the doctor about her issues, and he said that nothing was wrong with her, and there was other underlying things.
Yeah,
there.
She had symptoms.
She had symptoms. She went to the doctor, and he said, "You're just depressed," and gave her antidepressants, and then she was dead like within a year.
Shame on doctors. Shame on doctors. So what they basically did was they discounted her self-evaluation of her situation.
And put her on antidepressants.
And then they thought to themselves, she's just a woman going through menopause. Just put her on antidepressants.
Keep in mind that she's of that mindset that you know, like I would question the doctor, but whatever her doctor said was what she thought was right.
Because doctors know everything. Doctors know. They would never tell you something that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an element of that generation.
That's what I'm saying. I have that issue with my stepfather now, trying to get him to ask his doctor questions. And, you know, he says, well, that's what he told me to do.
I can answer this affirmatively as well, but I'm going to ask you, have you ever gone to the doctors, been handed a prescription, and not had it filled?
Of course.
Yeah, I did it all. I mean, I remember going to the doc when I first started lifting heavy. I had developed tendonitis in my elbows.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through to an orthopedic surgeon, and he prescribed Vioxx for me. And I says, well, what is this? Is for arthritis? He goes, yeah, but this kind of issue, it radiates from the joint. And he goes, just start taking Vioxx, he says, and it'll go away. I ripped up that prescription and threw it away. And then shortly thereafter, people who were taking Vioxx had heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and also, you know, you talk about your antibiotic use
right.
that bothered your stomach.
Right.
On Natural News website, Dr. Rouse posted this, that antibiotics can permanently destroy gut flora balance, leading to lifelong illness.
Unless you do something like I did, which was through Peter Rouse, which was an aggressive probiotic regimen that I'm still doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, my stomach feels so much better now. It's amazing.
But I wanted to go back to this this article about the antidepressants. It said that the survey found nearly 1 in 4 women ages 40 to 59 are now taking antidepressants. And why is that? Maybe the same reason that they put my mother on it.
Well, I think that women are discounted when a woman goes to a doctor and says, I've got these symptoms, and then the doctor also finds out that she's going through menopause. Doctors immediately go, oh, she just feels this way because of menopause. And they just kind of make light of it. And they say, you need an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's what doctors do. Male doctors. Female doctors probably don't do that because if they've gone through menopause, they understand how it can unsettle your life.
It also cites that the ad campaigns by the pharmaceutical companies talking about how these drugs are so good. You see them all the time on commercials if you're watching television. I mean, they're constantly on television talking about
Abilify.
How wonderful it's going to make you feel.
Right, right. But here's the interesting thing about it. If you take a stopwatch and click when they're talking about how great they make you feel,
mm-hmm.
but then stop clicking it when they're giving the side effects, you'll find out that throughout the 30-second commercial is about 10 seconds that talks about how great they make you feel, and the other 20 seconds are listing all the side effects,
mm-hmm.
which include, you know, coma due to elevations in blood sugar, tremors that will never go away. It's like, wait a minute, are you joking? I think I just like to live with the depression. And maybe sometimes depression is appropriate. I mean, there are periods in our lives. You lose a job, you lose a spouse, you're in a bad situation. It's appropriate to be depressed. It's a natural emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do you have to take a pill for that? Oh, wait, that's right, because doctors tell you to. Oh, how foolish of me. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Shame, 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 shame. Okay, so we have questions also to answer?
We do. Okay, so the first one is from Peter Gufteson. He's asking, why not eat sugars with fats?
Right, and this was first brought up by Ori Hofmeckler. So I emailed Ori because I said, Ori, I like to have, you know, raw honey and coconut oil sometimes.
Well, and someone else asked that question last week, and we didn't have the answer
right,
to
and
it
so this,
yet.
This is going to answer everybody's question. He says, Carl, the combination of fat and sugar is always wrong, and he put wrong in caps. That's unless the fat and sugar are naturally occurring, such as in raw milk. The naturally occurring lactose, galactose in milk has no glycemic impact and a minimum effect on insulin. Otherwise, even the healthiest food can go wrong with the combination. So, yes, honey and nuts or raisins and nuts are a bad combination. Accumulating evidence indicates that the combo, fat and sugar, cause insulin leptin resistance along with related metabolic disorders and side effects, including diabetes, obesity, declined testosterone, excess estrogen, and shattered metabolism. Okay. Now, I got to say that he's probably right, although I think it's a matter of degrees. If you have a handful of nuts and raisins occasionally, I don't think the effects are as bad as if you regularly eat, you know, sugary chocolates and things like that.
Well, so does that mean I can't have a green apple with a handful of almonds?
No, that you can, because the sugar in the apple is naturally occurring.
Okay.
What he's talking about is refined sugars. Really, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
But he said honey and nuts are no good. I mean, I love honey and nuts. I mean, one of my favorite...
But honey's refined.
Yeah. You got to just separate it. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
You can have your honey and wait a while and then have your nuts. Or vice versa. Why did you just smile because they said the word nuts? God, you're like a little kid in school.
No, that's
you
not
can have your you can have your honey and then you can have your nuts. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, never mind. I can't go there. Anyway. Okay. So hopefully that answers that question.
Okay. So Peter Gufteson also asked another question. Okay. How does genes get created? Peter Gufteson is from where's he from?
I think he's from Scandinavia somewhere.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that we don't know where you are, Peter.
Sorry, Peter.
I think the way genes are created, at least in the Levi factory, is they cut a piece of denim, they stitch it together, they use a pattern to make pants. No, not those kind of genes?
No. Maybe Dr. Rouse or Andro.
Dr. Rouse talked about it, and Professor Andro probably could also talk about it. And it's been talked about on the show before, but genes are constantly being assembled. Every second, there's millions of genes that are actually being assembled and disassembled by the body. And I think Dr. Michael Smith once talked about how genetic material unravels and ravels and unravels and ravels constantly, causing different types of effects. So how are they created? I believe, and I stand to be corrected, but it's a bunch of RNA and DNA type material that's just assembled by the body. But maybe we could do a show on how that'd be a good one. Maybe we could do
a
show on how the actual function of assembling genes. So that'd be a good topic. We'll look into that.
Okay, so Eric Payne wanted to know, on heavy leg nights, how do you prevent the skull-splitting headaches that rapidly create the dizzy spells and running for the trash can?
Okay, I obviously he probably wanted to ask that question
yesterday's show.
So mm-hmm. We will ask this question on the next acquisition of strength and hypertrophy roundtable with Wade Johnson. However, until Wade weighs in on this, I'd like to say that even in the days where I was squatting heavy, I never had residual headaches in the evening. So I would have to ask you, how's your blood pressure? I would want you to check your blood pressure after training legs heavy, because the sign of a splitting headache and then vomiting could very well be a rapid elevation in blood pressure. And then again, it may not be. It just may be your personal metabolics that are doing that. But I will absolutely ask this question on the next show with Wade Johnson and ask him if he has this or he has students that have this, and what do they do about it.
Andrew Michael Barker wants to know, Wobenzyme is not enterically coded?
Oh, no, it is enterically coded. Someone said that on the show. I forget. I think it was Mike Mahler. And I really didn't challenge it because I was busy doing the interview. But no, Wobenzyme is absolutely enterically coded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the early Wobenzyme, the very, very first version of it wasn't, but I think I could be wrong about that. I think that was even enterically. I think all systemic enzymes must be enterically coated. Otherwise, they just would cause stomach distress and heartburn. So, but yes, Wobenzyme is absolutely enterically coated. We have any others?
This is just a comment by, and forgive me if I don't pronounce your name right, Max Kern Whiting.
Okay.
He just said that as a result of the show, he searched for quality doctors because he wanted to find out about HRT.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he started HRT and his life is infinitely more fruitful and he's a better person because of it.
Good for him.
And so he wanted to thank us for that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad. I wonder if he had the same experience that once the HRT kicked in, if like his he felt, you know, a lightness of life. Like I always talk about the warehouse with all the light bulbs in it.
Oh, and he said that in here too.
Oh, did he really?
Uh-huh. The analogy that Carl uses about the light bulbs in a warehouse being slowly removed is dead on.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah, I know. That's great. Well, I'm happy for you. And life gets better when you feel better.
Yes.
Look at me. My life has been so much better since I started hormone replacement therapy. I could not have dealt with the stresses in my life if I wasn't on HRT. I believe that strongly. Because I think that those hormones allow you to cope more so. Otherwise, you feel like everything is just crashing. What else do we have to talk about?
The only other thing I wanted to mention was Dr. Andrew, and his Subversity column. He posted the third installment, I think, of Adolphe Cerami yesterday.
Right.
I think it was yesterday. And in there was a really good recipe that
Adolfo had posted.
He posted about pineapple cheesecake and using cottage cheese, and it was with coconut, and it was really good. So go look at that. It's at subversity.com.
Actually, it's subversity.blogspot.com.
Okay.
Or you can get there by going to Superhuman Radio and looking for the Subversity banner ad down towards the bottom of the page. There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Anything else?
The only other thing is I want to thank everybody, all the contributors.
Yes.
Dr. Rouse, Dr. Andro, Dominique Lest, Gordon Woodward, and Dodge Feeler.
There you go. Yeah, thanks so much for contributing to Casual Friday. The dissemination of information is what we strive for here on Casual Friday. And please, Nick Williamelli, who goes by Nick Guggs on Facebook, took the time to excerpt the interview with Dr. Michael Smith, where he points out the six bullet items when you're discussing with people about vitamins, the mistakes that were made in that study that started this whole ball rolling. And he actually put it up on Facebook. It's linked to a YouTube video. And what I'm asking my listeners to do is go to, if you're a friend of Nick's, Nick Guggs, G-U-G-S is what he uses on Facebook, go to his wall and find that image, click it, get the link, embed it into an email, and send it to everybody you know. You could put a subject in there like the reason that vitamins are good or something like that. We need to fight back. This is a war of information, a war of misinformation that is being led, that ultimately is designed to take our rights away to access supplements. And even some food products will be in jeopardy. You watch. So that for one reason and one reason only, it's not because they want to get them out of the public domain. It's to give them to the pharmaceutical companies who then can make a lot more money on them and control them. And we won't have access to them the way we have access to them now. We cannot let this happen. And we don't have to let this happen. And we can stop it. But it all starts with disseminating the information and educating people who don't get it. So check that out. Go to, and you know what? I'm going to put it up on the blog this weekend so that people have it, because we really do need to start sending this around to people and get them to listen to this dissertation by this intelligent teacher, Dr. Michael Smith, and why that study was so flawed. It wasn't even a study. It was a questionnaire, but they treated it with the gravity of a study. So let's get busy and do that, okay? Anything else, Elisa?
No.
Well, there you go. Another week. We're done. We'll see everybody next week.
Bye.